Welcome to the latest episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast. What makes a bad deal? Today we will talk with Paul Anthony Thomas, the principal at CustomPrivateEquity.com. I'm Ron Davis, an experienced podcaster, and I'll be asking all the newbie questions. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
Great, Ron. Thanks for being here today. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Paul, the core of what you do is find, build, or evaluate deals for custom private equity investors. Today, why don't we talk about what makes a bad deal? So what does make a bad deal?
Well, the first thing that makes a bad deal is the investor having a lack of understanding of the deal. Lack of understanding of the deal, lack of understanding of the industry, just a general lack of understanding. So the second really detrimental thing to a deal, to a good deal, is poor research. This would be like me building a self-storage facility and not knowing who any of the competition is. That's one example of poor research. Well, in our deals, we actually know who every competitor is. We know how far away they are. We know what their occupancies are. We know who their customers are before we ever step off and try to build a self-storage facility. That's an example. In the oil and gas business, when we buy an oil and gas lease, we generally know who the operators are around us. We know who the players are and who the historical players are in that lease. We know what the legal ramifications behind the lease has been in the past. So we have a really good idea of what kind of situation the lease is in before we step off and buy it and put cash up. The third thing would be to have poor partners. So the first thing is financial. You don't want a partner who doesn't have any capital to put in the deal. I'm in a mesquite harvesting deal right now where the partners that got together, there was only one of them that had any money. And everybody else was supposed to do their part. Well, come a year later, they've all not done their part. So they had this partner that had the money had to go out and find a new partner. So I'm the new partner in the deal. I'm a financial partner in that deal, but I also understand how it works. Impatient partners are the second detrimental thing to a deal. You have to educate your partners and you have to make sure that they're all on the same page. The worst thing in the world is having a partner that's not on the same page with you. The number four thing that makes a bad deal is lack of dedication by the management. So in our private equity practice, we have teams of people that work with us that are dedicated to our platform. Those people in the real estate world, they build and manage real estate. So that's their number one thing. In the oil business, we have a team of people that do nothing but operate oil and gas leases and do research into oil and gas production day in, day out, 12 hours a day. That's all they do. They live, breathe, eat oil and gas. So those are the types of people that you need in a platform. If you have a group of people that are managing 10 different deals in 10 different industries, then you have a problem because the dedication is not there for the platforms. The number five thing, and we've talked about this a little bit before, is lack of funds. So if you undercapitalize a business from day one, 9 times out of 10, that business is going to fail. So you have to be the investor that's going to put up the capital when it's needed to make the business grow.
Okay, so that's a very interesting list of things here that you need to understand and can make a deal bad, which is a lack of understanding of the arena, of the industry, of the deal, poor research in a particular platform, poor partners either by finances or personality, or they're just not on the same page as you. A lack of dedication by the people who are supposed to be running that business and doing the things day in and day out. They need to be about the team, about the business, and they need to be diligent in doing that. And a lack of funds, not having enough capital to keep the thing going as long as it needs to keep going to become self-sufficient. And lastly, adding too much debt to it. Does that all sound right?
That's right. So adding too much debt is what the private equity business has become. People buy companies and they'll mortgage them up to the hilt, and they'll take all the capital out and they'll put it in a secret bank account over here in the Cayman Islands, and then they'll let the company fail. And this is the story in private equity for decades now, for two decades now. These private and it's actually happened ever since business has been going, because back in the day, the companies would, the private equity companies would buy the company and they would raid the retirement accounts of the company, and then they would let the business fail.
The debt doesn't stop needing to be, even if you shut the business down, the debt doesn't stop. So when you have that, you have somebody else. There's somebody else in the deal, right? Like as you said, there's somebody else in the deal. It's that bank. And the bank doesn't care about the business. They care about their money.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons we don't use debt, like especially bank debt, is that the banker's always on the other side of the table from the management team. Always. They may talk about how much in bed they are with each other and you have to succeed for me to succeed. But when it comes down to the actual cutting up of the pie, the bank comes first. And that's not a very good position for an equity investor to be in.
Right. So any final words on bad deals?
No, Ron, I appreciate your time today and I thank you very much.
If you want more information about today's topic, go to customprivateequity.com. There are a number of resources there as well as multiple ways to contact Paul. Once again, that URL is customprivateequity.com.